Kamina Ladina? Okay. Right. Matzah Shabbos Parshas Truma. Ve'osuli mikdash shachanti b'seicham. Ve'osuli mikdash shachanti b'seicham. Simply, it means to make the base of mikdash, which seems something that's way beyond us. V'shachanti b'seicham. Make a base mikdash. Okay. Make a base mikdash. Shlomo Melech made one, and then Bayisheni, and we spoke Shalashudas or Bayishlishi, the Machlekes, different Mekaris and Chazal, Rashi and Tosfos bring down. We'll come down in a Shamayim, like a prefab, and the Rambam brings Mashiach. We'll build it. So we look at it. Okay, Basil Mishachandim said, make a base mikdash. We'll enjoy it when we come, when it comes. But what am I shaykh to this? V'osuli mikdash shachanti b'seichem. So meridik a mitzvah v'shachanti b'seichem, to have the Rebbeinu Shel live amongst us. But it's way beyond my calling. That's the way it would seem in a simple reading of this pasuk. But it's not the pshat. Let's first examine this mitzvah and understand the role in the chshivas of this mitzvah, and we'll see the work that we have cut out for us. The pasuk, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the sugya matan Torah, Pezayim. The Gemara says, Tana, oise yoim, the day that the Mishkan was put up, the day that they were mekayim v'osuli mikdash shachanti b'seichem. So in Parshas Truma, we're introduced to the chiyuv to do it. You have to go all the way to Vayakel Pikudei, to when they actually did it, and what did they, that's when the asiyah was done. Lamaisa, we know was done. It was done on Rishchaydish Nisan. Rishchaydish Nisan was a komis haMishkan. Vehi bechaydish harishayim b'shana hashenis. They put up the Mishkan. Hukam haMishkan. Tana, the Gemara says, there's a brisa. Oisa yoyim. Notal esatar. That day that the Mishkan was put up, took 10 crowns. 10 crowns, such a special day. And then the brisa lists 10 things. Now, among the things, it's the first day of the Nesiim, the first day of Kohuna, the first day of Avoida, the first day that fire came down from Shamayim, the first day that we ate Karbonis, the first day of Asharis HaShchina, the first day they benched Klal Yisrael, the Kahana benched Klal Yisrael, the first day of Isser Bomis, he had one central place and not scattered all over. And Rishon HaKadosh. The last nine are beautiful. They really have to do with that very august day, that very special day that the Mishkan was up and running. Yom Rishon, was Rishon, Chodesh Rishon, Mishana, Shein, Bechel, Chodesh, Hukam, Mishkan, Oisei Yom, very special. But the first one on the list, the first in the list is Rishon Lamaisa Bereishis. It's the first day to creation. What does that mean, Rishon Lamaisa Bereishis? Rishon Lamaisa Bereishis, Rishon Briyas Olam, Rashi's Girsa. So Rashi, Shecha B'Shabbos Olam. Sunday was the beginning of the Bria. The 6 days of the Bria started obviously on Sunday. That's why it's Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Rishon, as we stand today. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Sunday, the first day of the Bria. Pilip Loim. You have a list of 10. 9 out of 10 are relevant to Mishkan. 9 out of 10 are directly relevant to Mishkan. The first day of the Mishkan up and standing, that day is the Rishon and the Siyam and the Kohuna and the Avoda and the Karbonis and the Eish. Wonderful. But it's also, being that it happened on a Sunday, it happens to also be Sunday, the first day of Brias Olam. What's it? You know how many things have happened on Sunday? We're not talking about secular Sundays. But on Sunday, on a Heiliger Sunday, on the Yom Hayom Rishon B'Shabbos, lots of good things that we went through the Jewish calendar have gone, come on Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. It's completely irrelevant to us. It's irrelevant. If it happened on the calendar a certain day in the Chodesh, we mark it down, and we have a Yom Tov or a, whatever it is. A Zecher. What is it like, yeah, to us? Rishon L'Briyos Olam, the world started being created on Sunday. That's Aleph. Bays, and more importantly, what's relevant to this list? This list has to do with that specific Sunday, with that specific Sunday, which you didn't even know if it was Sunday, but that specific Sunday, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan was up and running. Was it Negea to Rishon? It was the day of. It was a day of the Sunday. What's in the game, Machlal? Machlal not negate to this list. This is the list of the Mishkan, the godless of Mishkan. Pashur says, Shchina, Voida, Karbonis, Eish. What's irrelevant? It's a Gemara, another Gemara, Gemara Megillah in Daf Yud. The Gemara says, Yudom Abbez. Ksiv, Ahi, Bayoy, Mashmini. It says Vayihi, the Gemara is discussing the different Vayihis. Is Vayihi a sorrowful day or not? And the Gemara brings a rabbi. Vayihi Vayoyma Shmini, Shmini Lemeluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan was up and running. Zok the Gemara, Vayihi Bishmayim Yemeshim, Vetanya. And we learned, Oysa Hayoyim, Hoysa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That day that the Mishkan was up and running was a simcha to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ki yoyim shenivru boi shamayim v'oretz, like the day that shamayim v'oretz were created. Kosov ksiv ocha b'yibishmer shmini ksiv osa v'yera v'yibayka yem echad. All of a sudden the two are coming closer. The Gemara says in Megillah, the day of the Mishkan coming up and running was a simcha to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, like the day of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz. So let's understand this Gemara. First of all, what is this? You describe the simcha. Okay, it's a simcha. We understand it's a simcha. What is the relevance of this simcha to the simcha of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz? What do those two simchas have in common, B'chlal? What's the shaykhas of that simcha to this simcha? The simcha of Bria Shemayim, what's the creation? To the simcha of the Mishkan up and running. What's the shaykhas b'chlal? Okay, we see a Gemara. They're shaykh, they're comparable in simcha. What's the shaykhas? To understand both Gemara's go to a medrash. There's a medrash here in Parshas Bereishis. And Medrash says, a murdik and medrash, and it's obvious this is the Pashup Shat Teretz to both Gemara's. It's not a Teretz. It's a pshat. Mele was never always a kasha. Omer of Shmuel bar Ami zok the medrash in parsha, the end of parsha gemar. Mitchilas briyoso shaloylam, and now we'll understand the simcha. Mitchilas briyoso shaloylam, from when the world was created. Nisava kodesh bochu lasoi shutvis betach toinim. What did the Rabbi Shal make this world? Rabbi Shal made a world. What's the point? What is this world going to do? Obviously, Rabbi Nisholim is Shalem, Tomim. There's no chesor, there's no lack, there's nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. But what is there to be gained by having a world? A world that is so obvious that's made for mankind. Everything in the world is made for mankind. All these different things, there were 6 days of creation. The last thing was man. Why? That a human being should come into the world, everything's ready. But you can't compare. Somebody says to you, okay, I have an achsanya for you. Walk in there, and the house is bare. You have four walls. Okay, at least you have a place to stay. You walk in, and there's furniture, and there's food in the fridge, and there's a stove, and the food's ready and hot and ready to eat, and the beds are made, v'chule, v'chule, everything's done. The car is in the driveway. You have everything shayach. Oh, this is achsanya. Mankind came into the world, everything was done for man to be created. Right? The whole Bria, the last part was the Bria of the man, and that was it. And the world's here. So everything is made for mankind. What's the point? What does the Rabbi Nisholm have from all this? Again, it's Lamala Masag, saying that the Medrash uses words that we could just understand, at least Pasha Taich. Nisaba Kadosh Baruch Hu desired. Lasoi shutvis b'dachtayim, to make a partnership with down here. What's it down here? Well, here, mankind. So what happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a shutvis of mankind. So the medrash manav shal. Look at the pasuk. Vayir v'yibayker. What does it say? Yom echad. What does it say the next day? Yom sheni. right? Here a biker, and it goes through the whole thing, right? Goes through the whole week. Break the medrash. Im li cheshbin lo yitzarch lemer ela echad shnayim shloishim. El echad shnayim oy rishon sheni shlishi. But echad sheni shlishi atma b'yeri biker yom sheni. It doesn't match in Lashon Kodesh. Sheni, if you say Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, then you should say Rishon. If you say Shnayim, Shloish, you could say Echad. Echad mi yodeh, Shnayim ani yodeh, Shloish ani yodeh. But if you say Sheni, Hayom yom Sheni, then you say Hayom yom Rishon. Hayom yom Rishon b'shav, Hayom yom Sheni b'shav. What does it say? V'yeri b'yke, Yom Echad. And then it v'yeri b'yke, Yom Sheni. Echad, Sheni, Shlishi, Atma. It's a tamir. It's a pasuk that defies the common usage of the language. So the answer is Amosai Paralem Hakadosh Baruch Hu's up the medrash. You're right. It's the wrong term. It would seem Hakadosh Baruch Hu owes us to, so to speak, to write and correct it to make a rishon. Where is the rishon? Where is the rishon? The Haparalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbein Shem paid us what was owed this rishon. Bakomis a Mishkan, the Mishkan was put up. Shenevra yia makrib bayoyim a rishon es kebanoi. Rishon lebriyas shalaylam. That's the rishon. You know why it says echad? Because it wasn't rishon yet. It's a borrowed term. We're holding on. It's only echad. It's not yet rishon, but it's echad. It's echad. Echad amiyuchad. It's a Rebbein Shem alone. But in Seid Bereishis, we're missing the rishon. We're missing. We're holding our breath. We're holding our breath from the Mais Adam Rishon. We go all the way through, right? Almost 2,000 years till Avraham Avinu was born, and only 2,100 till Yitzhak's born, and another 400 till Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then the second year we build a Mishkan. Oh, finally, Rishon LeBriyos Hashem. We have that Rishon back. That Rishon be waiting for 2,500 years. 2,500 years. It's finally come. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, ki ilu ba'oise yoyim ba'rosi yisaylami. I created my world today. I created the world today. What is it? What is the Medrash telling us? Medrash telling us a mirror that you say. The Rabbi Hashem created a world because with the Rabbi Hashem's taiba, kabiyachol, as the Rabbi Hashem wants, a place here amongst mankind. The Rabbi Hashem wants tachtoinim. The Rabbi Hashem has al yoinim, has all the malochim mailo, and has all the glory of the Rabbi Hashem upstairs. The Rabbi Hashem wants such a thing, bitachtoinim, down, make a world where it's bitachtoinim. And that's where mankind comes in. And the Rabbi Hashem wants a top place, bitachtoinim. Till that happens, Bria Sa'olam is incomplete. Because that's what Bria Sa'olam is all about. And without it, you didn't finish Bria Sa'olam. So the world held its breath. Yes, we got to the 6 days of Bria, we got to Shabbos, but we still didn't really finish Bria Sa'olam. That happened 2,500 years later, when the Rabbi Yisrael found a place to be B'tachtoinim. This is Bria Sa'olam Mamish. This is Bria Sa'olam Mamish. What happened? Why did it take 2,500 years to do this? So the answer to that is a medrash later on. It took 2,500 years because Pashit, we did chait. We did chait, and the medrash says in Yutes that when Adam Rishon did chait, Iker Shechina B'Tachtayinim Ois, at the beginning of the Bria. But Adam Rishon, when did Adam Rishon do chait? Immediately. Right? His first day, the Gemara makes it Cheshus Sanhedrin. A few hours into his existence, he did chait. What happened? He did chait, Nistalka Shechina. The Shechina went up a rikia, went up a level. Then Kain did chait, went up two levels. Enosh, Dor Enosh, started serving of Azur, up three levels. Dor Amabel, four levels. Dor Afloga, five levels. Stoim, six levels. Bimei Avram, Mitzrayim, up seven levels, the furthest possible. It's so far away. The whole Tachlis of Bria, the Rabbi Shem is so distant. What's the point of this world? The Rabbi Shem is so distant. Zok the Medrash. We need to fix this. Omdu Zayin Tzadikim. Avram, Yitzhak, Yankiv, Levi, Kos, Amram, Moshe. Avram took it down one. Yitzhak a second. Yaakov a third. Levi a fourth, Kos a fifth, Amram a sixth. Moshe brought it down here. Moshe brought it down here. Let's get back to our Gemara. Shabbos Pei Zayin. Rishon Lebriya Soilim. Why is it Rishon? Why? What is Oisei Yoyim? Not Alteres Soros. This day, Rish Chayit Shizu took Esther, took 10 crowns. The first crown, Rishon Lebriya Soilim, was the first Briya Soilim. We asked Briya Soilim what it came out on a Sunday. So what? What does the Sunday Briya Soilim have to do with Sunday of Rish Chayit Shizu 2,500 years later? So they both were on a Sunday. So what? Many things happened on Sunday. No, it's not that Sunday. It's that Sunday, the Rishon, the on Rish Chodesh Nissan Mamish, that's Rishon LeBrias Olam. That's the first day of Brias Olam. The day that we had a Mishkan up and running. The day that we had placed a Shechina lived amongst us. That is truly the first day of Brias Olam. That's the real Brias Olam. That's the first day. Like Gershon is Gary Kotten Shanoilut. He has a life. 50 years old, becomes Jewish. When does he start counting? He starts counting from then on. Many things are like that. I hear from people who went through the Holocaust. They count their birthday from after the war. Now they have life. They started again. Started birth. Brias Olam. You know when Brias Olam started? Brias Olam started. We had a Mishka with a Mokim B'Tachtoinim. That's Brias Olam. Why is that? Because that's the Tachlis. The Rebbeinu created a world. Why have a world? So what? What's the world going to do for anybody? The gain of the world is that here the Rebbeinu will be B'Tachtoinim, something that can't be B'Lyoinim. The Milo, the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch being B'Lyoinim amongst the Malachim, we can't match that. But you know what? They can't match what we do. They can't match what we do down here, Tabashor, Sashchino, Kese, Yidnocha, Malacha, Amayne, Malo. But they need us. Im Amcha Yisrael, Kavutze, Mata. They need us. They might be Hamoin. They're Hamoin. They're a crowd. But we're Kavutze. We're here, we're at kibbutz, the Dabrish Bekdusha. They need us to say that, put that keser, for that keser to be shlemus, and that crown of a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs us, betachtainim. We have a tachlis, that tachlis only when the Shechina resides among us. So for the first day of Briya Soilim, it's not that Sunday of Briya Soilim, it's the new Rish Chodesh, this is the new Sunday of Briya Soilim, that the Mishkan is up and running. That's Pshat the Gemara. Memelitz Pashat the Gemara, the Gemara in Megillah. There was no simcha to Rabbeinu Shalaylam. This of B'yayim HaShmini, where can you say it was comparable to what? It was such a great simcha. Comparable to the original Bria Shemayim V'aretz. What was the Rabbeinu Shalaylam's simcha about Bria Shemayim V'aretz? Finally, there's a place, B'tachtayinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reside. But that simcha was nebuch, taken away from the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, so to speak, because Chay took it away. Finally, 2,500 years, it gets restored. That simcha is so great, it's comparable to the Simcha Brias Olam, because it's mamish the same Simcha. That's why the two Gemara compares it. It's not a question. It's Boshim Shad. The Gemara compares the Simcha Brias Olam to the Simcha that comes from Mishkan, because it's Hainu Ach. That's it. That's the same thing, mamish. That's the idea. The whole idea is to have it, to have the Shechina here. Mardik. So we see here that the world has a Tachlis. We people have a Tachlis to bring the Rebbeinu Shalom down here. But again, now we're back to our original shal we started with. Beautiful. Vosali mikta shachanti b'sayim. Shachanti b'sayim. Tachlis and abriya. Have a Kadosh Baruch Hu live amongst us. But you need osali mikdash. We don't have. We're not doing much about osali mikdash. We're waiting. Either Rebbeinu Shalom is going to send it down from Shemayim, like Rashi teaches, or Mashiach is going to build it like the Rambam. But we're not doing much. Good. We're davening for it. Hopefully we're preparing. We're becoming better Yidden. But where is the osali mikdash? What are we doing, osali mikdash? And here's where the Al-Shech HaKadosh has an insight that he brings from previous Loimdim, as he calls them. And this is where it's Negeah to us. V'osu li mikdash, zok the Al-Shech HaKadosh, v'shuv leiv, concentrate your heart, el-oimer v'shachanti b'soichem. V'osu li mikdash, make a mikdash, v'shachanti, now reside in the mikdash. That would be the correct understanding of the pasuk, it would seem. V'osu li mikdash, v'shachanti, in the Mishkan. So it would say grammatically, Vasili Mikdash, Bishachanti, Besaichai, in the Mikdash. But it doesn't say that. Bishachanti, Besaichai, Malayor, Besaichai. Hine Shamati Laimdim. The Al Shah Kaddish is 500 years ago in the times of Arizal. The Al Shah Kaddish was his Velz Darshan. The times of Arizal, and one can only, we can't even imagine what it was in Svas, in Al Shah. Was the Darshan, and the Beis Yosef was the Rav, and the Arizal was the Arizal, and and you had the Mechaber of the Kol Doidi, and you had all the Doili Oilam and the Marit and his the Mabit and his son the Marit, and the Alshe. They say once Alshe was darshing, and Arizal was laughing. He was darshing about how Lavan tried to fool Yankif 1,000 times, darshan 100 times. It says 10 times, and around Chazal darshan 100 times. And the Alshe Kodesh in his drosha came up with descriptions of each of the 100 times. Went through a whole list of how he did it. And Arizal was laughing. He asked Arizal, "What are you laughing?" He says, "I see in Shemaim Lavan and say yes, it's exactly what I was thinking about. Yes, exactly." Finally, came to say, "Whoa, that's a good Ein Fali. I didn't even think of that." And Arizal laughed, and that's what he said. Alshe Kodesh be mechaven to what Tzmai Shemaim. That's Alshe Kodesh of Madrega. Alshe Kodesh, what Alshe was. Said Alshe HaKadosh says he heard from previous from Leimdin, ki ikra shoras hashchina. Yes, says v'shachanti b'sechem. Yes, but ikra shoras hashchina ba'adam hu b'seicham b'seich. Not referring to the Mishkan, because if it would say b'seichai, b'seicham means us. V'shachanti b'seicham, because the ikra of shoras hashchina in this world is in each and every one of us. That's the ikra. That is the ikra. Lemaisa, we need a Mishkan. We're not zoicha to have it directly, each and every one of us, that we should be that mobile Mishkan. But be soy, that's exactly what needs to be. We need to be that mobile Mishkan. That's exactly the idea. Va'osili mikdash is yes, shaykh, within reach of all of us. Because the whole tachzah of the Alshe HaKadosh says, there's an osili mikdash, a mitzvah maisiv, osili mikdash. But the deeper pshat, and the, what the pasuk is saying, mefurish, v'shachanti b'seicham, in each and every one of us, there has to be Asharas HaShechina. V'shachanti, we have to clear out. So you have to make a place for the Shechina and a Mikdash. You have to build it, a beautiful place, and make sure it's clear of Tumah, it's B'tahara and Kedusha. B'seicham, we have to clear out all the things that disturb Asharas HaShechina. Clean it out. Make sure we are a receptacle of that guf that we have. The neshama that resides b'mayach, each one of us, the neshama shamaychi, should be a place where Asharas HaShechina could come and reside. So you know what achrayus that is, what responsibility, what work we do have cut out for us. With that, we said this in the morning, we can understand this Targum Yonis that we talked about in the morning. We know that the Mishkan itself was built, the building itself was boards, crushing. Those krushim needed bars to hold it up. The main bar was the Bria Chatichaim, the middle bar. What was that middle bar made up of? It was a bar that went all around. So the Targum Yonison says a fantastic statement. Targum Yonison says that bar, the Malachim went to Beersheba, took Avram Avinu's tree that he had, Eshel of Avram. He had where he had Achila Shti Levoya, where he took his guests, his Achnas Azorachim, and where the Alshe and where the Targum says that's where they daven lefnei Hashem. Malachim cut it down, and then they sent it in the Yamsuf. They sent it floating down the Yamsuf, and they announced. They made a cruise. A baskel came out from Shemayim. Announcement. They heard Avram Avinu's trees floating the Yamsuf. Of course, we heard the announcement. We went and got it. We took that, and from that came the Briach HaTichon. That was the wood used for Briach HaTichon. What's the pshat? Who needs such a ness? Why such an ness? No, this ness is done in vain. What is the tachlis of such a fantastic ness? Think of Avraham Avinu's tree, and use that for Briach HaTichon. What's the pshat? The pshat is, the Ramban, we said in the morning, the Ramban in his Akdomah to Chumash Shemais, says, what is Chumash Shemais? After Bracious is the Maisa Ovis similar bonum, the site of Klal Yisrael, the Ovis Akdoshim. And that, we know, we're all from there. And whoever is going to happen, happened already through the Ovis. What's the next Chumash? The next Chumash is the Sefer of Golus and Geula, the exile and the redemption. The Golus Mitzrayim, the terrible Tzores, and then the freedom, the Merid, the Kenisim, and the Flois, that happened to get us out. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us La'am. Wonderful, the Ramban is bothered by the fact that covers half of Shmois. What about the other half? Shmois ve'er the Tzaris. And then comes the Makistar. And Boim B'Shalach is Yitzias Mitzrayim. And of course, as Moshe told Pari, the Tachl Ziv, Tavdon El Zalekim Alahor Azeh, we're going to serve Hashem, we're going to leave Mitzrayim, serve Hashem. So you have Matan Torah, sort of the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, leads up to the climax of Matan Torah. Yisrael Mishpatim. Nasev Nishmas Mishpatim. Where does Truma fit into this? Where does the rest of this come? The rest of the Chumash basically is Mishkan. Where does that come in? Zok the Ramban, Golus, being exiled, means you lost everything. You lost everything. Somebody's exiled. When do you feel you have it back? When you go back to the level that you were at. So somebody, Rachman al-Hassan, lost his fortune. So when can he feel he made it back? When he gets everything back. When he has those same quality of life. He has the same luxuries that he was used to. Then he knows you're back. Till that moment, you still have goals. You might not have the goals, the terrible goals of being an Eved, a slave like you had at the beginning. But there's still a level of goals, a Roshim of goals still left over. The Mila that we had earlier, Zok the Ramban, was Mila Sa'avis. What was Mila Sa'avis? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu resided there. They brought down the Ov of Hashem. They were Merkava L'Shchina. That's a Lashon. Merkava L'Shchina, the Merkava L'Shchina means they're the chariot, the vehicle of bringing Hashem into this world. They're Merkava L'Shchina, a muscle they said in Volozhin. When they made the great railroad, the Trans-Siberian Railroad, and they're out to the furthest reaches of Russia, which is this vast area, the largest country land-wise in the world, by far, even the breakup of the Soviet Union. Russia is still the greatest land mass in the world of a country. So it's the far reaches. You imagine the king, the Tsar of Russia. Most of the country can't even see him. They live too far away in the corners of this empire. They can never see him. But then there's a railroad comes. And all of a sudden, from Petersburg, the capital, in those days, all the way, there's train to take. You can take it all the way to Siberia. You can go all the way through Asia and Russia. And you go all the way through. All of a sudden, millions of people can never see the king. See the king. They see the king. They're attached. They're connected to the king. The Avos were Merkava L'Shchina. The world, Dafka turned their back on the Rabbi Shem. They forgot there's a Rabbi Shem. At the beginning, it was B'mezid. At the beginning, it was B'shegig. They didn't mean to do it so far. Then it became Mezid. Then it became, they didn't even have no idea. And Avraham Avinu started a movement. He brought the Rebbeinu Shem to the masses. Avraham Avinu made mass gatherings of tens of thousands of people. The Rambam says being Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And the Avos HaKadoshim epitomized that the Shechina in the world. They showed the world the Shechina here. So they were Merkava L'Shechina. They were the train, the vehicle to bring the Shechina everywhere, everywhere. They're Merkava L'Shem. They brought Hashem to this world. Zok the Ramban, you want to end Golus, you have to come back to the mile of the Ovis. You need Shechina with you. We don't have that. You left Mitzrayim, you got the Torah, but where's Shechina? Where's Shechina? You're still missing something. What could be more? Matan Torah, you have the Torah. You got out of Mitzrayim, became an Eved Hashem, you have the Torah. But where's your Hashoras Hashechina? Where's your Avodas Hashem? Where's your Avodas Hashem? You need something. You still need something. You need Hashoras Hashchina. You have to live with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what you need. To live with the Rabbeinu Shalom. You need a Mishka. Till we have Mishka, we didn't finish the Golas. We still have Golas. We didn't finish the Mishka. We didn't finish the Golas till we have Mishkan. Zok the Ramban, the Mishkan is the end of Golas. That's why it's a Chumash Mois. Because that ends the Golas. Oy bazoy zer gishmak. That's the pshat we needed of Avraham Avinu's stick. We want a Mishkan. What do we want to bring back? We want to bring back the Avos who had Shechina. We want to bring a Milas Avos, the godless, the greatness, the quality of life that the Avos HaKadoshim had. The Shechina amongst them. Now, where was the first place that the Avos did that? They did that in Avraham Avinu's home, where everybody walked in and where they were told, don't thank me, thank the Rabbi Nisim. Rabbi Nisim, yes, the one who created this world, the one who's a Mashgiach on the world, the Bari Olam. Look at the Rabbi Nisim. He brought Rabbi Nisim. That tree, that place, that was the place where Rabbi Nisim came, where everybody talked about Rabbi Nisim. That needed to be the beginning of the Mishkan to come back to complete the goal of Tavashor Shishkan. To become Merkava L'Shchina. And really, it's a Pashat Halacha. The Bach. A Bach in Hilchas Birkas HaTorah. Every day we say Birkas HaTorah. We have to say Birkas HaTorah with a big simcha in the morning. We say Birkas HaTorah in the Bach, amongst the Kavonis of Birkas HaTorah, the Bach says, is that a person should absorb Torah. It's not just merely to learn Torah. It's not just Matan Torah. You have to absorb the Torah. You have to absorb the mitzvahs. And if you do that, as Rashi says by the Gemara in Pesachim, Rabbi Yosef says, And if not for Ahi Yoima Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka, if not for that great day, Matan Torah, there'd be lots of Yosefs. What's Yosef in English? Joe. Be lots of Joes in the world. And that's where the expression comes from. Just a regular Joe, right? Where does it come from? From the Gemara, correct? Ilav Hayoyma Kama Yosi Big Sugar. Just be Joe around. Just be Joe. What happened? Came Hayoyma Zokrashi. He learned Torah and Nisrei Mamti. Became Yisrael. Became elevated. Became Kaddish. That's what you need. It's not enough to learn Torah. You have to become elevated. Torah has to absorb. Zok the Bach Aloshin. I'm married to Galoshin. Zok the Bach. Because he has to become a Merkava L'Shechina. Everybody has to be a Merkava L'Shechina. Sometimes we think to ourselves, well, Merkava L'Shechina, that's for the other Sabdashim. And lately they've been talking about in the Spaden for Reb Shteyman, Zecher Tzadok Gevrach, was a Merkava L'Shechina, that he was asked when he was a young man. I remember he was a Bacher, maybe even was a Bacher still. What do you want to be, a Merkava L'Shechina? And everybody's talking about, whoa, what a Sog is. No, we all have to have that a Sog. It's a Bach. So often a Bach, it was because of Torah. The difference was he actively thought of it. That's his godless is more, not less. But the point is that all of us have to be Merkav L'Shechina. The Bach says in Hilchos Birkas HaTorah, that's Pashup Shat. Every year it has to be Merkav L'Shechina. That's what you have to think about. What does it mean, Merkav L'Shechina? I'm going to be absorbed Torah. I'm going to be so niskadish. I'm a vehicle to show there's a Rebbeinu from this world. You look at you, you see, whoa, there's a Rebbeinu from this world. Siddon Abish in this world. When Rebbeinu Ber came to New York, Rabban came to New York, the mayor of New York, who was no Talmud Chacham, was an Irish guy. Yeah? But he was a sober moment. And Rabban Baruch Ber came. And the secular newspapers came to report a Rabban Baruch Ber arriving in New York by ship. And the mayor of New York, he proclaimed the day. I don't remember what he called it, Rabban Baruch Ber Day or something. It was a special thing. And he looked at Rabban Baruch Ber. If you ever look at a picture of Baruch Ber, it's not so... Vite, it's not so difficult to understand how even a goy can see. And he said, this rabbi disproves the theory of evolution. The rabbi disproves the theory of evolution. Rabbi Ber, just a tzura Rabbi Ber. Sadar Rabbi Nishlam Levelt. Sadar Rabbi Nishlam Levelt. Merkava L'Shechina, each and every one of us are Merkava L'Shechina to prove the Rabbi Nishlam in the world. That's our tafke. That's our tafke. And in Mela, this whole thing is negeta. There's another pshat in this Briach HaTichon. The Daskein at the beginning of the parasha says the Briach HaTichon came from the stick of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu came and had ki b'makli avarti as a arden. I crossed the arm with this stick. Meaning, what does that mean? So what? Great, cross the arm with a stick, so what? It means with a stick and nothing else. He had nothing else, right? He had nothing. He lost it all. Eliphaz took every last penny he had. So Yaakov Avinu thought, okay, he has everything he needs, he's ready. He was not ready at all. He had nothing. All he had was a stick. He b'makli avarti yad. What is that stick? That's the staff, the wandering of the wandering Jew, right? Yaakov Avinu is going into Golus, leaving Eretz Yisrael, leaving Yitzchak Avinu, leaving Gan Eden HaTachton, so to speak, and he's going to Golus. Golus of what? Of Lavan. Golus of avoiding Esav. Golus. He's the Jew with the wandering staff. And that's all he has. And what does the Yaakov Avinu say? Katoyni kol hachasodim. Tzedar Rabbeinu Shom Develt. Ki memakli avarti yarden. I did it. Why did I do it? Because there's a Rabbeinu Shom. Without kesef, without zo, without anything, alone, against the world. The Rabbeinu Shom is with me. Ki memakli avarti yarden. That's how you build a mikdash. That's step one. How are you going to build a mikdash? What's the Briach HaTichon? How are you going to build a place of kedusha? You want to know step one? Amunah. I know the Rabbeinu Shalom is with me. That's step one. With that, you can start building. Step one, to know. Make it real. It's not just words. To feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching me, is near me, and look and open your eyes. You see the Rabbeinu Shalom. You can see Mamash Hashkacha Pratis Malazaitin from everywhere. And you see that. With that, Makkel, you build the Briach HaTichon, and with that, you start having a Mishkan. It's two different makaris. Let's conclude with understanding that all this needs kavan. What does that mean? There's a lot. People have what to do today. There's never been a time where people have more things going on in their lives probably than now. You know, there used to be a pretty simple life. You live in a derfel somewhere. You're an Ashkenazi somewhere in Europe. You're a Sephardi somewhere in the East. A trip, a real Sephard is actually in the West. The real Sephard is more West than the Ashkenazim. It's Spain. in Morocco or more west, but let's say Chenu Bnei Amizrach, wherever you're from, you lived in some derfula, you lived in some village, and life went by slowly, and life was the same for hundreds of years. Today, we live in a complicated world. Everybody's got lots of things to do. So many things to do. Right? This alone takes up half your time. Halavai just half, right? Baruch Hashem, now we've never had a time to appreciate Shabbos more than this door. So many things. In the old days, what did they do? They just locked up. What did they do? What did they have to do when Shabbos came? Close up what? Leave the cow alone in the field? Leave the cow alone. Just tell them not to plow, right? And that's it. And tell the cow, okay, see you for Shabbos, after Shabbos. What did they have to do exactly? Today, what do we have to do? The phone, and that phone, and this phone, and that computer, and that computer, and this power, and that power, and park the car, and park the truck, and park this and that, and shut down from everything, right? We've never busier Friday than we have now. So, what's the yisoida that there's so much going on in our lives? How do we get anything done? How can anybody get anything done? So you have to focus. But you have to focus, but there's so much to focus on. What's the answer? Prioritize. You have to. If you don't prioritize, you get nothing. You have to prioritize. You have to list. And there's all kinds of help for people to do it, but you have to do it yourself. Where do you see this yisoid here that's nageya to us? That's the yisoid adover. There's a murder gemara, pella de gemara. Without the gemara saying it, we're not allowed to say it. And even now, we can only say it within the context of the gemara. The gemara tells us, this gemara is in chelik. You learn Chelik, besides the good news of Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba, is bad news as well. Reb Chaim Volozhiner gave a shmuz once, and he started, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. Everybody's happy, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. But the Olam stuck around for the rest of the shmuz. And he started the rest of the Mishnah, Ve'elu She'elam Chelik Olam Haba. Unfortunately, there's a list of who doesn't get a Chelik. And there's Pshatim in that list. And there's Dikdukim in that list. And there's Diyukim in that list. And Reb Chaim Volozh started going through it. And people started to faint, and he stopped the shmuz. Are we better or worse? We're worse, because we wouldn't faint. That's why we don't get that shmuz. Because we wouldn't faint. But people who really understood it started to faint, and he had to stop. Sakanas Nefoshes. So list. We have to work on our own habu. It's not automatic. To work. It's automatic at the beginning, but Chashon is going to lose it. And you want to increase it either way, you want to increase your portfolio. But anyway, there's a list of people who are not going to make it. Specific people, the Mishnah lists, we're not going to make it. Specifically, the Mishnah lists kings that are not going to make it. There's Achav, there's Yeravim, there's people who are not going to make it. Tell them how. And then the Gemara says, Sanhedrin Kuvdalad Amadeis, something pretty terrifying. The Gemara says, Bikshu, Omer Rav Yudah Merab, Kuvdalan Obeis Sanhedrin. Bikshu Oid Limnois Echad. They wanted to add somebody else. They wanted to add somebody else to this list. And it doesn't even say who it is in the Gemara. It doesn't say who it is. But you know who it is. Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech.
It wouldn't get home.
Shlomo HaMelech. The one who's on that list, Shlomo Melech. What's the pshat? You look at the Pesukim Melechim. It says that Shlomo built the base of Eid Azorah. For this one, for that one. But Yasara Bein Hashem. It's a terrible Pesukim. Look at Melechim. Often the Pesukim. What does it mean? It means his wives did it. And he didn't stop them. He didn't do enough. The Navi says, didn't do enough to stop them. Didn't do enough to stop them. And the Pesukim actually align it with Shlomo himself. The miyachas to Shlomo himself. Chmona l'tzlan. Shlomo Melech. So later, in the later generations, the Anshe Knesset Gadol, including Nevi'im, said, Limnai Sechel, we're going to count another Melech. We have to count Shlomo Melech. Bo demus diokno shel aviv. Benishtal of name. And the figure of David HaMelech appeared in front of him. David HaMelech. David HaMelech. David's the Melech, right? David HaMelech. Es Tzemach David Avdech HaMeres HaTzmiach. David HaMelech. They didn't care. Lo Yishgichu Olam. They didn't care. Didn't stop. Bo Eish Min HaShamayim V'Likcha Eish of Salem. Fire came down and started scorching the benches that they sat on. It was right here. Fire. You know where that fire came from? Where'd that fire come from? Where'd that fire come from? The Mefarshim say that was the fire of the Karbonis that that Shlomo Melech brought down from heaven when he brought the Karbonis. Was that fire came down from heaven. That fire came down to show them, this is what you're trying to paskin? Trying to have Shlomo shouldn't get in? He brought fire down from heaven to the Karbonis. That fire came. And what happened? Lo yishkichol, they didn't care. Yotza basko v'omra. The final argument. Chozis ish mohir b'malachtoi. A pasuk in Mishlei. Did you see somebody who's so diligent and he quickly does the malacha? Lifnei malach misyatzev, bal yisatzev lechashuchem. What did he do? This is the winning argument. Not to them. After it took a little more for them. But it's the last argument that came from Shammai. Hikdim beisoi lebeisi lebeisoi. He made a Kodesh Baruch Hu's house before he built his own house. V'loyoi. Shebeisi bona b'shevashon. Took 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ubeisoi, his house, bona b'shloish esreshon. Took him 13 years. So he has to get into Gan Eden. They didn't care. And then a pasuk came and says, not up to you. That's it. And the Ben Ish Chai is Masbir that of course they wanted Shlomo to go to Gan Eden. But they knew there are people who were saying, Maitre Shemra, that how could Shlomo Melech, he allowed all these things to happen. It's Duris afterwards. They look at the Pesukim and Navi. So the takeaway that nobody should have a tiny, they want to bring down Minash Shemaim, that the Psak should be open from Shemaim, that nobody should ever argue and say Shlomo was truly bad. You look at the Pesukim, it sounds bad. They wanted the Psak to come from Shemaim. So he had all these wondrous things come from Shemaim. Finally, the Psak came from Shemaim. What was the last argument Shemaim offers? Why did the Pesach just say simply? He built the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one that also mikshachanti b'zaycham. As we said, Shalashudas, the Rambam paskins, we pass halacha that that Beis HaMikdash Shlomo made has the Kedusha that till today, as we speak now, that Kedusha is still there. The Rambam says we can be makriv karbonis today. From Shlomo Melech's Kedusha that he put there. If that is the Kedusha, Mashiach's not going to change it. Mashiach is only either going to build it, or if he Rashi, the Rabbi is going to build it. But that's only the building. The Kedusha is there for Shlomo. So why don't we just simply say he made the Beis HaMikdash? Not enough. V'osuli Mikdash is not enough. What do you need, V'osuli Mikdash? Hikdem Beisi LeBeisoi. His priority was the Beis HaMikdash. His priority was a mukkah for the Shechinah to be here, more so than his own house. You don't get a house Shlomo Melech needed. The Gemara says in Megillah, he ruled the world. Shlomo Melech was the most powerful king of in Jewish history, for sure. The whole world was meshubit him somehow. In some way, the whole world was subservient to him. They came from the far, far countries to come see and talk to Shlomo and bring him presents and see the Chachma Shlomo, as the Pesukim talk about him, Malach. And Shlomo Melech needed a beautiful palace. He had 300 wives, 700 palakshim. He had a staff. He had all kinds of things going on. Shlomo Melech. Beisi lebeisoi. His priority was Beis HaMikdash. Such a priority. It took 7 years to build it. 7 years. His own house took 13 years. He wasn't such a rush to build his own house. Almost twice as long. Almost twice as long he's in a rush to build Beis HaMikdash. His own house, let it take time. So what? 13 years. It was such a simcha when they built the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us, Alpita Psukim, they had a mishnah for 7 days, and another 7 days they didn't fast Yom Kippur, and they had rice and psukim, that they did the right thing. In fasting, it was such a simcha. But how did such a simcha come? When you prioritize. It's not enough, Osili Mikdash. We've learned that Osili Mikdash is not some strange component, some strange commandment that we're not shaykh to. No, Osili Mikdash, b'shachanti b'soicham, that part's still no lie. B'chol echa ve'echa, that we can do it. What do we have to do to be a merkabah l'shchina as al-shech comes out? But how do, it's not only to do it, it's to prioritize it. Because that's the godless of Shlomo was, that he prioritized. He understood that this is what the world wants. After all, why was the whole world created as we started with? If we're around this world, there's a tachlis here, there's a point here to this. Are we doing what the world was the world made that we should just gather more gashmias? That we should just have more hanah? Of course not. The world was made that we should mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the greatest schus that we can have. That we should be the ones that bring down Shechinah to this world through ourselves, through being a merkabah l'shechinah. That's the greatest schus we have. And we can only do that by understanding it, how important it is, and prioritizing it to make it for us the greatest covet that we have to be able to do that, to go and be a walking Kiddush Hashem, that the mayor of New York could say, I don't know if he could do it today, but everybody should be able to say about us, everybody, a Yid, Lahavdul Agoy, that's a Kiddush Hashem. That person proves there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. That's our job, to be a walking Kiddush Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam should help that we should be Dovik B'Torah, B'Torah Hashem, but we should absorb the message that we ourselves should be Merkava L'Shechina, we should be a mobile base of Mikdash, that B'Shachanti B'Soichem should be Niskayim B'Soichel Lecha Ve'Echad. And in Mail, if we do that, we'll be Zoichem certainly to the real Vasilim B'Mikdash, B'Ezer Hashem, B'Mehera B'Yameinu. Amen.